Hey, everyone, Sean.
As far as I know, I'm still Tara.
And we're your hashtag just saying podcast team.
Actually, we'd love for you to give us a listen, laugh some, and have a great time with us.
Like we're doing right now.
Well, yeah, kind of, yeah.
You can find our fun and informative podcast, hashtag just saying.
Informative is a loose word.
Find us on
SoundCloud,
iTunes.
The video version is up on YouTube.
You can like us on Facebook. And we're also on
Stitcher.
Now check out hashtag just saying and have a good everything.
Yeah.
Ham! Oh no.
The story you're about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
Oh no.
Oh shit, we were supposed to change the name?
Hello, folks. Welcome to another episode of Drunk Film Commentary.
Yay!
This is our third show of the night. We're doing our top five.
And this is where it ends, folks.
Are you guys ready for the top five? No, that's not what I want to hear. Justin, you ready for the top five?
Fuck yeah, I'm ready for the top five.
All right.
Let me give you all this energy, bro.
That's because you guys are doing them right, and I didn't.
Last week we watched Police Academy.
Well, I did it wrong, too. I just made a half-assed list.
And Police Academy, too. We watched last week.
Yeah.
And hope you enjoyed that episode, and thanks for tuning back in.
If you want to hear anything about Police Academy 1, check out my personal podcast. I have a wealth of Police Academy 1 information that I'll never do anything with.
Yeah, if you haven't heard the last episode, Justin watched the wrong fucking movie.
Yeah, because what's the technical term for it? I'm a fucking moron.
Yeah, something like that. We're all kind of fucking morons.
Call me fucked up.
Yeah. There you go. Is that clinical or
that's my clinical opinion.
All right, good.
But since we watched Police Academy 2 and 1, we
2/1.
We decided,
I watched like 1.5.
We decided to do our top five movie cops.
Hey, I did watch the extended cut.
Of who?
Oh, Police Academy 1.
There's an extended
cut? But
yeah.
Wait, I have to make a comment about this. We're doing our movie cops. I just did cop movies.
Yeah. There's going to be a little bit of...
Well, you read back the message earlier, right?
I read it back.
What did it say?
It says cop movies.
Cop movies.
It says cop movies in the thing.
No, it does. It says movie cops.
I don't want to chance it by going off the Audacity page, so someone else look it up. Danielle, look it up.
Let's see.
Of what? What were we looking up?
Was specified in our little group message we have going on there?
Oh, who's to blame?
Yeah.
Who's to blame?
Let's play this game, because I now have both lists written down, so I'm
Let's
good.
Do best movie cops. It will go good with the worst cops in the movie.
Well, that... You see how that could be confusing, correct?
And you cheersed him, and you guys talked, so I had nothing to do with this.
You were seeing those messages,
I
though.
Did see them all.
Yeah.
Well,
but okay. Either
anyway,
way.
Well, still.
So I fucked up. There's that.
This happens all the time.
Hey, I also fucked up.
We're used
to
this. This happens all the time. Every week, somebody fucks something up. Fine.
Touché.
No surprise.
It's usually me, so.
So as they go, mine will just be a little bit different. So I'm going to actually go with that I'm not going to have any repeats, so there will probably be two between
okay.
you guys.
Oh,
okay.
We betting on crossovers?
But, yeah.
But crossover. I want to clarify something. If any of my...
cops from your movies cross into my movie, that...
Yeah.
No. No.
Yes.
I'm basically out. Because I did it wrong.
Then you don't get to gamble this week.
Oh.
So you don't get to win.
You either get to play or you don't get to play. Take your pick.
But I want to play.
Then, if I happen to have one of my cops in your movie, that's a crossover.
I'm going to go with two.
You're calling two?
I'm calling
right.
two.
I'm...
Did we introduce ourselves? Do we have to? Do they know who we
are? We're Drunk Film Commentary. Hi.
Yes. Email us at drunkfilmcommentary@yahoo.com. I'm just in time.
Just look it up on fucking Google. I'm Danielle.
The one with the chick voice is Danielle. The other one is Jason. Is yeah.
I have a chick voice. Hey.
More so than the rest of us.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I sound like I never went through puberty. Jason sounds like puberty never stopped.
Like a fucking drunk.
And you sound like a chick. So.
Oh, good. That's cool.
Also,
oh, you listen to us?
Also, I'm the one with the lisp.
I'm the one who mumbles.
Which
though.
Is funny because I've always had a lisp. Until I pierced my tongue and then it kept my tongue inside my mouth.
Oh.
So we're doing top five cops.
Well, isn't that the opposite of what you want to do when you get a tongue piercing?
No.
So.
Could have fooled me.
All right, let's do this so I can go to bed. I'm drunk.
Yes, this is our last podcast of the night.
So, all right. Danielle, we'll let you open the floor.
Do you want me to start?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, all right. Never mind.
I'll volunteer. We didn't say our crossovers, though.
You're right. God, I had such a solid estimate with my actual cop movies, but now I'm going with cops in movies. You know what? I'm also going to take two.
All right.
Like the candy bar.
I'm going to say two, but it really could be three real easy, but not more.
Better hope it's not three, motherfucker. You're going two?
Yeah, I got to go two.
Two across the board? Two on the board?
I guess so. All right, I'll kick it off. My number five is a trilogy of films beginning in 1988.
Mm-hmm. If this is fucking Anal Cops 1, 2, and 3, I swear to God.
Already three crossovers.
No, that's number four.
I'm out. Done.
It stars Leslie Nielsen as Detective Frank Drebin in Naked Gun.
Nice.
Yeah, he's a cop.
And that's a crossover.
We got one, all right.
that is not one with me. That was on my honorable mentions.
Yeah, it was.
Cop Secret was also in my honorable mentions.
He wasn't a cop, he was like a CIA guy, though.
But there were plenty of cops in that movie, though.
Well, that was my number four.
Top Secret?
No.
Naked Gun. Yeah.
Oh, I was gonna say, because you pretty much hated that movie when we did it. I don't know how that ended up on your list.
It was kind of an awful movie, but
not
fuck
at all.
Off.
But it was based. Naked Gun was based on the TV series Police Squad, which was canceled after six episodes.
Oh, yeah, Tales from the Police Squad.
Yeah, and he came back with this movie,
Naked Gun 33 1/3 is my
starring,
favorite.
Starring Priscilla Presley, who looked really good, you know, back then.
Elvis's daughter?
Yeah, no, his wife.
Oh, yeah.
That was one of the chick who married him when she was like 17 or 14 or however old. Whatever.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah, that was before he went to war, right?
No, it was after.
Oh. It was after? Okay.
It was before he got old and fat, though.
Yeah.
She divorced him, and then he got old and fatter, and they died. But she kept going, and she looked great in the 80s. She was Frank Drebin's love interest in all three movies, the Naked Gun trilogy. So that's my number five.
Okay.
Luke Detective Frank Drebin. So.
That movie was my number four.
Oh, so you got a crossover
movie.
Already.
The whole movie, not
the whole
part
movie,
of it.
Not just him. The whole movie.
Oh, O.J. Simpson.
Yeah, well, he was in that.
Yep, there was that.
He also killed somebody.
Well.
Or two somebodies.
No, he was found innocent.
He was found innocent. Yeah.
Yeah, he
were you
was.
There? Were you there?
Not.
Was O.J. Simpson in all three? I don't even know.
Yeah, he was.
Was he?
Yeah.
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 Okay, guys.
Yeah.
Just in time.
Oh, we're going with me.
What's your number five?
My number five movie cop is, well.
Yeah, you're right. It's trilogy.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
He's a little, well, he's not very little. You might know him as the mall cop. He's Paul Blart, the mall cop.
Oh, God.
No, the first one and the second one are both very charming and endearing, and Kevin James does a great job in those movies.
The first two are good, then, huh? The rest are no good?
Yeah, the three and four, I don't know. I haven't seen those, but... One and two are pretty good.
I have not seen a Paul Blart movie.
They look from yeah, the. If you watch the trailer, it looks like a shitty fucking movie.
I think I
yeah,
watched.
That's why I haven't seen it.
I think I've seen part of one and then I shut it off. Though,
but no. But if you watch the whole movie, you're like, oh, this sucks. This sucks. Oh wait, this doesn't suck. Oh wait. Oh shit, I'm crying.
Oh.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, it's that roller coaster of emotions, my friends.
Why are you crying at Paul Blart?
Alright, I didn't cry, but I could see how people would cry.
You cried.
I didn't cry.
He had a little bit of mist in his
yeah,
eye.
Yeah, yeah, there okay, you go. Right, yeah, right. I was like, oh, that's sad. That's heartwarming. Oh, I feel bad for them, but I'm so happy for this guy. Oh, I recommend it.
So it's more than just a mall cop.
Yeah, it's...
He's got a life that
he's
to take care
he's
of.
He's a heart cop.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
All right, Justin, good job.
So, for me...
It's your number five, then, honey.
Because I didn't listen to the whole thing being a cop. I just said cop movie, so I figured, really, any movie with cops in it was good. My number five is The Untouchables.
That's a great one.
There you go. You talking about Elliot Ness here?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Kevin Costner, yeah. I like it.
That's yeah. a good one, yeah.
So, that's, and it wasn't because of him, but yeah, we'll go with that.
Yeah,
that's
one
works.
Of his best roles.
That works. It is.
Oh,
I mean,
what? Kevin Costner?
What yeah. else did he have, really? Robin Hood?
Robin Hood, Waterworld, Tin Cup.
Oh,
just
God.
In Time is a Kevin Costner.
Oh,
he's got a boner for him.
Oh.
Remember we talked about this?
Lock it up. Just in Time, lock it up. Lock it up.
I'd go gay for Costner.
I'm sure you would. Lock
Dances
it up.
With Wolves, The Postman? Oh. Mm.
Oh.
Well, there's some...
Yeah, I don't know. But no, Untouchables, yeah, was bad.
I'm kidding. Yeah.
Sean
kidding.
Connery.
I hope everyone knows.
Yeah, Sean
no,
Connery.
No. The Untouchables is a great movie.
The whole cast, Andy Garcia,
yeah.
Robert De Niro.
Yeah, he's Al Capone, right?
Yeah.
Badass, yeah.
So... Yeah, that was my number
no,
five.
Ooh, cool.
And I
that's...
may as well start off with my number four since we've already overlapped it.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Okay.
We got my number four out of the way. So, Jason, it's your number four.
Okay.
Yeah, since we wrapped mine.
My number four is from 1992. It stars Harvey Keitel as the title character. He's the Bad Lieutenant. Mm. You ever see this one, Bad Lieutenant?
I don't think I have.
Oh, it's nice. I
have a feeling I've seen this movie, but I can't bring it up right now. It might be the Fireball and the Miller Lite, but
this is the same year Reservoir
Dogs came
out. Or
maybe all
okay.
the weed.
So this is Harvey Keitel in that era. He's young enough. He's a fucking badass. And he's this lieutenant who just gets involved.
Wait, he wasn't in Reservoir Dogs.
Yeah, he totally was. Yeah.
Sorry. Okay.
But he gets into gambling. He'll like pick up drugs from the crime scene and fucking do them. And he pulls over one of this great scenes when he pulls over these two teenage girls that took their dad's car out without a license and they're driving out. And he pulls them over. And
I have a question. Did this movie happen to take place in New Orleans?
No, I don't think so. It was like in a city.
Oh, okay. Because there's a film starring Nicolas Cage called Bad Lieutenant, Port of Call, New Orleans. And I was wondering if that was a continuation of the series.
That is not canon.
Okay. Okay.
That's not a sequel nor a remake. Yeah, that's what they said.
Okay.
But no.
Oh, you actually looked it up? And
it
came
was
up?
On there. Well, it was on the list. Yeah,
oh, okay.
It had a mention of it. Yeah, it did. It mentioned that. It came out just
that's
last
neat.
10 years or so, yeah.
Yeah,
no, this is not
that movie. Sucks, by the way. Don't watch it.
Okay,
it's basically just like an hour and a half or 2 hours actually, because it's way longer than it needs to be.
Yeah,
and it's just basically Nick Cage banging heroin and trying to solve a murder or some shit.
But
it's not like he's not even concerned about the murder. It's just all about him doing heroin.
But this is one of the earliest movies that was popular that had an NC-17 rating.
Oh shit! Okay,
it's probably for the jerk off scene.
I always
92.
Forget about the NC-17.
That was
in
92.
He pulled over these two high school girls in their car, and they didn't have a license or anything, and they wanted to get out.
So he raped them?
No, he didn't rape them. Oh. But he made the passenger like turn so and pull her skirt up so her ass was hanging out, and he made the driver make like blowjob like acts with her mouth. while he stood there and jerked off in front of him. This is like going on in the scene. He's like, yeah, show me how you suck a dick. Show me how you suck a dick. Show me how you suck a dick. Harvey Keitel's fucking standing there doing this.
Alright.
And this teenage girl's in the car like, like with her mouth open, you know, like making like the actions of it.
Well, I've never sucked a dick before, but if I was to do it, I would do it in this manner.
And, yeah. And then the movie also has to do with, But then...
What's wrong with it?
But then he's also dealing with a nun being raped.
Oh, shit.
So that's going on, and he...
Nun rape.
And he ends up... It's a little twist ending, which is a pretty badass ending. But he kind of... He's investigates. He tries to become the good guy in the end, where even though he has his vices and does his thing, he still wants the criminal to pay.
Oh,
so.
God, it's like typical men.
So he is a good cop, but he's just a shit out of a person.
I do bad stuff, but it's okay because I do it, but you don't do bad stuff.
He's a really good guy. He's just a horrible cop.
We didn't touch the girls.
Really?
No, he didn't.
He just
jerked
off next to their face.
Really?
Didn't you hear the stories?
Jesus Christ. Just in time, what's your point?
All right, my number four, he's probably one of the best action heroes of all time.
Uh-oh.
Is he the last action hero?
It's not the last action hero. No. But I would honestly, I'd rather get paired up with this guy than the last action hero. Mostly because the last action hero didn't have any sense of reality, but and this one has maybe the closest touch of reality you're gonna get in an action film.
Whoa!
It's a little character called John McClane.
Oh boy!
That's
John
right.
McClane.
That's right. The man who taped the gun to his back.
Yeah, John McClane is the man, dude.
Yeah,
he should have been right up there. He
gets fucked up. He ends up bloody. He breaks fingers. All kinds of shit throughout all the different Die Hard movies.
Oh, yeah.
And at the end of the day, he's still there kicking ass, but he's actually fucked up. It's not like a Rambo where he takes out an entire, you know, squadron and has two little scratches.
Yeah. He gets some shit kicked out of him.
Yeah.
Well, he shows in the first one, he doesn't have any shoes on. You know, and he's just in his pants, pretty much. It's all he fucking runs out in that, and he's stuck in that, and he has to run across the glass and shit like that.
And he starts taking guns from everybody.
First
two Die Hards
are badass, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This would have been definitely on my top five. It's on my... My
honorable mentions?
Yeah, yeah.
It's my number three.
Yeah? Okay. It would have been
it's
on
my
here.
That's
my
one.
Like,
no more, guys. No more, guys. That's my two.
There's my first one. There's my first one. I knew that one was going to cross over somewhere. I thought it was going to be with you.
I couldn't do it because we just did the top five Bruce Willis movies.
Oh, we did, didn't
we?
We
talked about that a lot, too.
Yeah.
So I felt like I'm going to keep it off this one.
We're talking cops. That's the first one that comes to mind, pretty much, really.
It's a Christmas movie.
A Christmas movie, yeah.
Well, we might be doing that in a month, too.
Hey. You never know.
We'll be talking about Die Hard once again.
Hey, I'll talk about Die Hard. I'll die hard with a vengeance. I don't give a shit.
Oh.
I'll die harder. I don't give a fuck.
But yeah, that's a great one. So.
All right, so your number four is my number three.
Yeah.
But
sorry.
That brings me to my number... Oh, God.
No, you're stuck on number three.
No, that was my number two.
Oh, shit.
So
I'm coming to number three.
Yeah.
No, my number three. So my number three... Because, like I said, I did movies, not cops. Sorry about that, guys. Silence of the Lambs.
Ooh.
Chloe Starling is a cop.
Correct.
She's the only cop really in it.
And,
it's about her.
It was my
that's a good pick.
Cop movie. I liked it.
Oh,
so,
she's a good pick for a cop.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I'm
did you like Jodie Foster?
I did, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I liked the whole...
Well, that whole movie's fucking good.
What I did was I picked the
movie
that
scene
had
in that fucking
that
movie
had
is
a
good.
Cop, one cop that
at
was
least,
like known
yeah.
through the movie, except for my number one, which when I get to that, you guys are just gonna look at me and call me crazy, but whatever. But yeah, so I picked my cop movies that basically had the cops that that were main characters as well. You know what I mean? So,
okay.
So yeah. So Silence of the Lambs.
Well, that's
my,
definitely a
is my
Starling.
Number three.
Yeah,
Clarice.
Yeah.
Starling,
oh yeah.
That's her
yeah.
name. Yeah.
Clarice.
Yeah, she's a cop. Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. Fits
yeah.
right in. Yeah, that's a good one.
And since we did my crossover, my number two was Die Hard.
I already did my number three yet.
Well, yeah, we're getting to you. It's fine.
Okay.
You go right ahead.
My number three now?
Yeah. It is
my number three is my one ensemble group. I have a group of five dudes.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Ramathorn, Foster, Rabbit, Farva, and Mac.
Oh, good.
Really? God. Super Troopers?
Fuck yeah, Super
All
Troopers.
Right.
Hell yeah, Super Troopers, come on.
Super Troopers was in my honorable mention.
I kept them off my list because they're not fucking cops.
Cliche.
Yeah.
Not even that. They other
they're
than
Highway
the,
Patrol. That's not cops?
That
at the end they are police officers at the end too.
Yeah, but I'm saying they're I was trying to keep it more people that tried to
they're
uphold the
cops.
Law. Yeah.
No, they did their job when they had to. They're the ones that busted the regulars.
When they had to do their job to not lose their job, they did their job.
No, they arrested the speeding guy, the European guy. They arrested him.
They got lucky.
And then they busted the drug dealer at the end.
And the one dude was just trying to have sex with them anyways, so... Trust me,
Hey, this isn't, like, good cops. This is favorite cops.
I'll give it to you. I'm just telling you why I kept it off my
okay,
list.
Okay, that's fine. But, yeah, no.
Because I'm sure Jason Ritter would be curious as to why that's not on my list.
Yeah.
Because he's an avid listener.
Yeah.
Isn't that right, Jason? Why don't you email us at drunkfilmcommentary@yahoo.com?
He's not listening right now.
He will be.
He'll be listening.
He will.
Okay. But yeah, that's my number three is Super Troopers. They're doing a sequel, I guess. It's,
yeah.
It's filming.
It's in production.
Yeah, it's
you can buy a role in it still.
Yeah, no,
if
they
you
were
go to
looking,
like their Kickstarter or GoFundMe or something.
They did a Kickstarter and they like just exploded in the first week and
yeah.
they totally made their money right
yeah,
away.
Yeah, they made double their money
yeah.
in like a week and a half.
Yeah, it was crazy.
But you can still buy slots.
Wow.
I'll
go see it.
It's for like bit parts. I'm sure you'll be like a guy at the gas station, or if you
they
buy,
wouldn't
like,
even
that
yeah
one.
They wouldn't even really see you.
Are they
yeah.
fly me out to Vermont or whatever?
No. You pay like $1,500, and then
no.
you get to hang
no.
out with them. You're in the movie,
no.
and that includes like your airfare and your travel.
So they do. So I'll pay.
You pay the $1,500.
Oh,
and that in all that's included.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
That's what you get back for donating.
Oh yes, this whole crap. What's up with our crowd surfer, crowd pleaser thing? What are we at? What's our account at just in time?
Well, right now, let me... Hold
Can
on,
you
let
change
me,
your pocket?
No, hold on. let me update the...
We're at 33 cents, boss.
Hold on, let me get out of Audacity and get the... Get the GoFundMe up. Hold on. Clickety-clack, typety-type.
Yeah.
Yeah,
We could buy 40.
Really?
Yeah.
From who?
From the gas station.
No, who's paying for the 40?
It's we got it in our account.
Oh, our secret donation.
It's in the Tootsie Roll jar.
we got $4. Don't worry.
All right. So that's my number three. 2001 Super. 2001?
Yeah.
You're old, motherfucker.
Yeah.
You're old.
15 years.
Look at his face. Like, he didn't know he was old.
I thought it was mid-2000s.
No.
No, 2001.
No, that was... I was surprised when you said 2001. I thought it was 2000.
Oh. The original sequel was going to be them, like, playing their fathers, like, in the 70s. So I thought it would have been cool. They're going to, like, grow their hair and shaggy and
oh,
shit.
Yeah.
And do, like, 70s stuff. Which I thought would have been...
Do 70s stuff, you know.
I thought that would have been a better sequel than, you know, just continuing on. Like, who cares? But... We'll see. It might be good.
I'm excited for it. I'm going to watch it.
I'll watch it. It's not going to be as good as the first one.
Those guys are all hilarious. Separately and together as Broken Lizard, they're hilarious.
Yeah. It's good stuff. So that's my number three. So
we're on to my number three?
I guess so, yes.
It's, I hope no one dies, because this one's a little bit lethal.
Oh, boy.
But I'm going with Martin Riggs.
Which one was that?
I almost did.
That's the Australian, yeah.
Danny Glover was clearly the better cop.
He was too old for that shit, okay?
You're lit.
Who was?
Murtaugh was too old for that shit.
Okay. Try to tell me something?
Yeah. No, I don't know. The one scene I always come back to is Mel Gibson ramming his shoulder into the wall to pop it back into place. And, you know, and he's, you know, the ex-Navy SEAL.
I got
and
something to show you.
Yeah.
Wait, want to see it?
No, we're on a radio thing.
But I can.
Okay, yeah, but this is audio.
But I'm showing Justin time.
That's neat, though.
The listener does not care.
Yeah, that's neat.
Jason Ritter does not care.
Come on. Unless, Jason, do you care? Let us know.
Filmcommentary at yahoo.com.
But no, and that's, yeah, I don't know, that's Facebook. The Lethal Weapon 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, I don't know how many fucking they ended up making. But
Always Sunny made a couple.
Yeah. They did, and those are the best ones.
I think only four real ones, I think.
Yeah.
But Always Sunny did 5 and 6.
Yeah. And I love when they flip the blackface and the non-blackface in that show. Oh, God, that's hilarious. Anyways, It's Always Sunny is a hilarious show, by the way. I don't know if you've ever watched it. But yeah, those are, I remember my mom loved those movies, so we would always watch those movies. We had them on VHS.
Did you have a thing for Mel Gibson?
I don't know. Or Danny Glover.
Back in the day, Mel Gibson was...
And he had the hair then.
Yeah. It was like a weird mullet, but it was a cool mullet.
Yeah, it was a... Yeah.
He pulled it off somehow.
It was a longer version of... It was the same haircut, but a longer version of the one he had in Mad Max.
Yeah. Poofy.
Yeah, it was poofier. Yeah, not necessarily longer.
He had the poof
poofier.
Going.
Yeah.
Isn't that nice? All right. Mel Gibson.
Yeah.
Hey. We did his Passion of the Christ.
We did.
That's our number one episode.
That's I imagine why. I can't imagine why is what I meant to say. What the fuck? I imagine why.
Well,
let me imagine. Are we at the end of a Wayne's World movie?
All right, so who has number two? Anybody?
I cross over with Danielle's.
Yes, my number two was Die Hard.
Okay, so should I start with number two?
Yep, go ahead.
My number two is a guy named Freddy.
Named Freddy?
Freddy.
Freddy Krueger?
No, not Freddy Krueger. Freddy Neuendijk.
Oh. The dude from Cool Hand Luke?
No.
Oh.
He was a.k.a. Mr. Orange.
Oh.
He was a great cop in Reservoir Dogs, 1992. He,
fuck you.
He was the cop who, he knew his shit. He fucking came through. He fucking was the undercover cop from hell. He had his story down, his joke that he had to tell. He had that shit down. He fucking got fucking shot. He killed a bitch. Fucking in character.
Mm-hmm.
He got shot in character. He fucking bled out and kept his mouth shut and kept his mouth shut.
Yeah.
Saved, fucking, what's his face? One Ear. What was the fuck his name?
One Ear.
He says it. Fuck, what was his name? Drunkfilmcomedy at yahoo.com.
Let us know, because we could just Google it right now.
But, no, he ends up getting shot by Harvey Keitel in the end. But, yeah. Mr. Orange, he's my number two. 1992. Reservoir Dogs. Why are you cursing at me over there, Danielle?
That's my number one.
Yeah, we got a crossover.
So that's three.
That's
so
three.
Danielle underbid. That means she gets no points this week.
I have 2 points now. So I have Reservoir Dogs and Naked Gun, right?
Yeah.
So I have two.
You have two. You better hope you don't cross over with me again.
I don't.
That's his only one left.
Yeah. Oh, no, I have a number one.
He's got one more.
Damn it, that's my one. I started. I forgot. Okay.
What was your other one then?
I had Die Hard.
You went through all yours already?
Yeah, this is my number one.
Oh, okay.
So you'd be
right.
coming
well.
Up to my one. You guys would be two, and then
so,
one.
So he was your number one?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a good one.
Yeah.
I like Mr. Orange.
He is my
Tim
number
Roth.
One.
Tim Roth's a good guy.
For my number two, I had Mr. Orange.
Oh, really?
No, I'm fucking with you. No, I had I would have had a much larger selection of people. Had I really taken the movie Cops thing as far as I wanted to go, but I'm using this one character to represent all of these people, and it's a little character called Woody from Toy Story.
Oh boy.
It's I'm using him to represent every sheriff in every western that there were.
Okay.
What the fuck?
What?
Woody?
Woody, it's...
Hey, you can't pick on him.
Sheriff.
Well, I can pick on him as much as I want to.
A sheriff's a cop, right? I said Woody's just a figurehead, didn't I?
So he's like, yeah, he is like a sheriff, dude, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's not much of a cop. What is he police?
It, who said he's a good cop? Andy's bedroom.
Okay.
He keeps them all in line.
Okay, go ahead, continue.
That's pretty much where it all ends.
No, go ahead. Continue with your argument.
What? Ask me a question. I'll defend
him. No, go ahead. Continue on how you like him so much.
He stands for truth, justice, and the American way.
Oh, God.
No, he's always the one trying to get people to do the right thing and convince people that this is how things are and this is the world we live in.
He is the Rick of the Toy Story.
Yes,
if you will.
They also dress pretty similarly.
Yeah, kind of weird.
Yeah.
Huh? Wow.
A little bit, yeah.
Big reps in there.
Yeah, I mean, Carl wears the hat, but yeah.
But it's Rick's hat.
Yeah.
He wore it first.
Yeah.
All right. I'll let you go with that fucked up pick.
Thank you.
All right. So, you have a number one? No, you're...
My number one was Reservoir Dogs.
Okay. My number one is from 1996.
No fucking way.
It's my only female in the group on my list.
Go figure.
Marge Gunderson.
Wow.
Son of a Gunderson. In Fargo.
Don't you know?
I was thinking of which cop I would most like to be arrested by. It would be Marge Gunderson.
Yeah?
Because she is just like a straightforward, just by the book, just does her business. She knows her shit.
She's like, there'd be no cavity search. It'd be fine.
Yeah. She's smart enough. She's just like, all right, I'm just going to take you in. Hey, okay.
Hold on. I don't want to be arrested by the cop from fucking...
Bad Lieutenant?
No, well, maybe. I don't know. I've never had a dude jerk off next to my face, but...
Show me how you suck a cock. Show me how you suck a cock.
No, I don't want to do this.
Fargo is a kick-ass movie.
Shit.
And this chick...
Harold McQuire is the movie I was talking about.
That's the cop
I would most want to be arrested by. So he was like, how do you spell that with 6 U's and 5 R's or whatever? Because he doesn't even frisk them, and they bring a bunch of weed into the jail.
Okay.
That's a super good cop. I want to get arrested by him.
I've actually had that happen before.
Right. Me too.
But no, Fargo is a great fucking flick. If you haven't seen that, you got to see Fargo, especially this winter.
Fargo's a good flick, yeah.
I watch it almost every winter whenever it's snow day.
You'll look at a wood chipper a little bit differently.
Oh, Steve Buscemi, yeah, he's fucking great in it.
Oh, yeah.
Peter Stormare is the other guy. He's fucking great. It's all around. Well, William H. Macy is the whiny failure loser guy who, you know, tries to set shit up and doesn't, it all falls through. But no, Frances McDormand as...
He's great.
As, what's her name? Fucking Marge Gunderson. Son of a Gunderson. Yeah, that's my number one. So, let's go through our top five again, Dan. 5-1, Dan.
Can I...
Oh, you didn't do your number one yet.
No.
You didn't either.
I thought you just...
Yeah, he just did.
Oh.
I didn't get
I
that
thought
yet.
You just did your number one.
No, I did my number two.
Oh, okay.
And then we skipped over hers.
Okay.
And...
Oh, let's get it.
Skip me.
Okay, all right. I'm going with Harry Callahan of the Dirty Harry series.
Oh.
Yeah, that's right. Clint Eastwood's probably most well-known role. Played Harry Callahan, the guy that...
The one that broke him out a lot well.
He abused a child, abductor and rapist, right? In the first one?
I don't remember. It was a Scorpio killer or some shit like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but... I know he either abducted children or abused children. I can't remember.
I don't know. You're the one who picked it.
I don't know. I can't fucking remember. There's a lot of shit.
I remember Jim Carrey was in one of his first roles in the Deadpool, which was one of the Dirty Harry movies.
Yeah.
And he lip sang Welcome to the Jungle in the first scene. In like his trailer. He lip syncs while in the jungle, and then he gets killed.
No, well, that sucks.
Yeah. That's my Dirty Harry reference, but...
I don't know. I remember watching those movies with my grandpa.
He had a big gun.
Yeah. And, I mean, they all kind of blend together, you know, and I couldn't tell you which one's which, but... And if I had to sit down between a bunch of movies and, you know, any of the Dirty Harry movies, I probably wouldn't watch them, just because I don't want to ruin the nostalgia of it.
Yeah.
But...
Well,
yeah.
That happens.
That's like the second cop I think of.
I thought he was number one.
The first cop I always think of when you say like a cop in a movie is John McClane. Said that earlier.
Oh, okay. Yeah. John McClane's a good one. So
yeah. Jesus.
All right. So let's go through our top five.
Okay.
Danny, top 5-1.
Untouchables.
Cool.
Naked Gun.
Nice.
Die Hard.
Cool.
Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah.
Reservoir Dogs.
Ooh. Cool.
Those are mine.
I have Paul Blart from Paul Blart Mall Cop. I have John McClane from the Die Hard series, which was a crossover with Daniel.
Okay.
I have Martin Riggs from the Lethal Weapon, I believe, trilogy. There's three of them, right?
I think there's four.
Four, fuck. Quadrilogy.
Yes.
And then I have Woody from the Toy Stories trilogy. And then I have Dirty Harry from the Dirty Harry films.
Nice. And my top five is... number five was Detective Frank Drebin from Naked Gun, which was a crossover. Number four was Harvey Keitel as the Bad Lieutenant. He never had a name either. He was just the Bad Lieutenant.
Yeah.
Number three is the cast of Super Troopers. Number two is Mr. Orange from Reservoir Dogs. And number one is Marge Gunderson of Fargo. And that's our top five, folks.
That is.
Ta-da.
So, what's next there, Danielle?
What do you mean, what's next?
What's next for DFC?
It's your pick.
You get to pick, Jason.
And you're supposed to have taglines.
Yeah, I'm trying to get you to fucking talk and burn some time on looking for the fucking... Pull this shit up.
Oh, you didn't have that already ready?
Oh, look at this. Somebody's behind on their schedule.
Someone wasn't prepared this week, Danielle.
Wow, unfucking believable around here.
It wasn't me.
It's not me. Oh, that leaves one other.
Gee.
Who else could it be?
When I pick movies, I have the tagline.
Me too.
Okay, well, Justin can't play it because he guessed this outside after two guesses.
Because it was super fucking easy.
Oh, so that means I'm not going to guess it because I'm not that good with movie taglines.
All right, Danielle. Nope. Shush.
If she doesn't guess it after the taglines, I'm giving her a hint.
I'll give her a hint.
I'll give you a hint.
I'll give you both a hint.
Okay.
Promise?
What do you want first? You want a tagline or a year?
What? Give me a fucking tagline.
Okay. Cute, clever, mischievous, intelligent, dangerous. Do you have a guess?
Say it again.
Cute, clever, mischievous, intelligent, dangerous.
Not Gremlins. Justin Time's eyes just bugged right the fuck open. So I'm going to go with Gremlins.
You are right. It is Gremlins.
I'm like, they are cute. They're clever. They're dangerous.
Well, I was thinking of something for Christmas.
I think that's a great one.
That's
actually
how easily it was for me to get. He said.
As soon as he said it the second time, I was like, wait a minute. That's Gremlins. But
We were standing outside and he was like, yeah, the movie I picked, it's kind of Christmassy. I was like, what is it, Die Hard? He was like, no. I was like, so it's Gremlins then. He was like, fuck.
You know what? I honestly thought Die Hard first, but when he said the rest of it, I was like, nope, that's not Die Hard. And then I thought, did we do Die Hard, or did we do...
No, we did Monkeys. 12 Monkeys and Top 5 Bruce Willis movies.
Okay.
Yeah, so. And we all crossovered on Die Hard.
And Die Hard we all consider a Christmas movie.
Yeah.
So
should we cancel out Die Hard off our Top 5 Christmas movies? Because our top five is going to have to be Christmas movies, right?
I guess.
for doing. It's Christmas week. It's coming out. So
no Die Hard.
Yeah,
no
yeah,
Gremlins.
Let's do no Die Hard because then we'll actually have to fucking think of Christmas movies.
Well, it can be anything other, but it just can't be Die Hard because
like Home Alone,
Santa Claus and the Martians,
something goofy. What the fuck?
I bet you someone's had sex to this song.
What you trying to say?
I've had sex to this song.
Nobody wanted to hear that.
All right, well, thanks for listening to yet another episode of Drunk Film Commentary.
Thanks for coming along on that ride, folks.
Don't cut it off until the song's over.
Fuck.
I am your host, Jason.
I'm Jason. JDB, I'm just in time.
And he's drunk?
I'm Danielle, and I know my fucking name.
You got
name.
That one right. Alright. Alright, thanks for listening.
Hey, ask me again.
What was the question?
What's your name, fucker? What's your name, bitch?
Whose name?
Just time, babe.